scratches on that record. That's old. Well, that's not a current. That's Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. It's a KB recurrent. This is back again. We want to thanks for the memory. It's 21 until 8 o'clock now on Joey Reynolds and the Times. I'm me, folks. It's absolutely free. I'm here until 10 o'clock this morning for Danny Neverth. Danny's on vacation this week. If you just woke up, think you're having a bad dream. I want to tell you that you can have a 7-course meal, a 6-pack, and a hoagie just by listening to this program. Tomorrow morning, we're going to give away Michael Jackson's glove. I want to keep promoting that because there are people who are getting up every 10 minutes. There's a turnover here. When I used to, in my partying days, this was a turnover. I had to turn over and shut the alarm off. Never made any bed. But I'll tell you, US Air will warm you up with your low fares to Florida and Arizona. These are your low fares, folks. Now you can fly from Buff to Orr. That's Buffalo to Orlando if you read those tags on your luggage. Tampa, St. Pete, West Palm, or Fort Lauderdale, only $99. Or you can take off to Phoenix. It's like Glen Campbell. Or Tucson, just $174. All fares are one way. They're based on a round-trip purchase. Some restrictions apply. For more information about U.S. Air schedules, this is the only way to fly. For fares to Florida and Arizona, call your travel agent or U.S. Air. And speaking of Glenn Campbell, I didn't know that he quit show business to open a Chevy agency here. Really exciting.
It's a 33-hour sales marathon at Glenn Campbell Chevrolet.
Only 21 hours left for that sale. Now we're on the telephones again at 644-9850 as we wake up Buffalo and surrounding area, Western New York. Good morning. You're on the air. Hiya.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Glad to have you on the air this morning.
Yep.
Yep. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Good boy. What are you doing? Getting ready for school?
Yep.
Where do you go to school?
Cloverbank.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite record?
Thriller.
Thriller?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, aren't you tired of that?
No way.
All right, we'll get it on again for you. Thanks for calling. Let's take another one here. 644-9850, WKBW. Hello. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How old are you?
Not 10.
10 years old, huh? Well, it's good to talk to you. What's your favorite record?
Thriller.
Thriller by Michael Jackson. You sound excited. Do you like Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, that's really strange. I'm surprised that someone so young would like someone so old. Isn't he too old for you?
Mm-hmm.
He is. Wow, you're very, very chatty this morning. It's real nice talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, we'll take another call here. I think people like to just be on the air. Good morning. You're on KB.
Hi.
I know people like to be on the air. I do, too. Who's this? Hi, Carrie?
Yeah.
Got a lot of kids listening this morning. Are schools closed?
No.
Let's see. Are the schools closed this morning? No, Gowanda's an hour late for slippery road conditions. That's about all. Traffic's moving along good. You don't drive, do you?
No.
How old are you?
10.
Yeah, we got all the kids back. That's good. We're going to have great ratings next time. When you get the kids, you got all the great ratings. Because you know what happens? The adults overhear the kids.
No.
Do your mother and father listen to KB?
Yeah.
Are they listening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're monitoring?
Yeah.
What's your father really like?
My mother and father are divorced.
You always hear that about stars. See, now we find out all the dirt comes on a local level. What does your father do for a living?
He's a teacher at UCC.
Well, I want to ask his name since you're divorced, because this may make the front page of the scandalous Enquirer. We don't want that. But what did you want to have this morning? Is there something I can do for you?
Thriller.
Oh, boy. This is like a request show. All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, we'll try one more here. Good morning, you're on KB.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
I know you're not 10.
10 plus.
Who's this?
The big song down here in Attica is the Curly Shuffle. Can you handle that?
Attica, is the prison still there?
Sure, big growing metropolis.
Oh,
if you ever get in a pinch, you know we have an FM station down here.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to use the word pinch. If I were in Attica, I wouldn't be using that. I'll tell you that much. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
How about the Curly Shuffle to get things moving?
We have that here. We got that record around, Bob. We don't have the Curly Shuffle. Nyack, 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 nyack. Why don't we have that?
Oh, geez.
Why don't we have that here? If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake.
You got it.
I love it.
Hey, have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's play something here for people who got off on the wrong side of the bed this morning. You know, maybe you feel a little bit out of it. Maybe you feel like you're hearing things wrong. This is not the right kind of day. It's 17 till 8. Joey Reynolds is on the radio, and he's on in the morning, and the Bee Gees have changed.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a man's gal, no time to talk. Music loud and fellas warm. I've been kicking around since I was born. And now it's all right, it's okay, and you may look the other way. my shoes. I'm a dancing gal and I just can't lose. You know it's all right, it's okay. I live to see another day. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, feel the city breaking and everybody shaking. We're staying alive, staying alive.
Nothing's wrong with us. 7:45 on WKBW. We sound like we always do. This is Joey Reynolds for Danny Neverth in the morning, and we are here until Friday. We're here on Friday, and then on Sunday we'll be doing the telethon in the afternoon, 2 to 6 o'clock. So we expect to have our everybody. You know, I want everybody to listen and to call us and say good morning to you at 644-9850 if it's off or on the air. We just love people. Love seeing everybody here. And my good friend, John Zach, is about to deliver the news. Fellow from Attica just called. Guy from the prison system. And he said that for capital punishment now, they forced a fellow to watch the Osmond special last night. It was a terrible thing that happened to him. I don't know if you got that on your news, but I'm sure.
On Tommy Shannon's Pure Gold, starting at 10 on WKBW Stereo 15.
Good morning. I'm John Zach with KB Radio News and Sports at 12 minutes before 8 o'clock.
With KB Sports, I'm Dan Everett Jr.
Here's your exclusive WKBW AccuWeather forecast. I'm John Zach, and now, back to Joey Reynolds.
Is that boy George?
That big fruit.
You come and go.
Every jock in the Eastern Seaboard has been dying to say that for a couple of years, right? Except for the gay ones. They don't want to say that. It's a couple minutes before 8 o'clock on WKBW. Good morning. That's Boy George and the Culture Club. I didn't like the title of that other song they had, that Church of the Poison Mind. That always rubbed me the wrong way, but this is a good song. You got to judge the song by the song, see? Not by the names that we give each other, because that's nothing. What is in a name? Look at Dan Everett Jr. trying to write in on his father's name. I want to tell you, friends, this morning there is no surprise. The sunrise surprise is that traffic is heavy and slowing on the Aurora Expressway, Route 400, as it nears the mainline thruway. Also, Kensington is slowing now from Eggert to the Skajagwada. Another disabled... I love Buffalo with these Indian names. Chittawaga, Tonawanda, Pupu. Another disabled car reported by Amherst Police on Sweet Home in Skinnersville Roads, just north of Sweet Home High School, is it? Just north of Sweet Home High School on the Skyway heading north to downtown. You'll find yet another stalled vehicle causing traffic there, a little delay. Plus, there's smoking outside the school, and that sometimes interferes, gives you a little fog impression. You know, really, there's a controversy about smoking in schools, isn't there, going on around here? That's what I read. Is that true? They want to give the kids a smoking room. I can't believe that. When I went to school, you got a smoking room already. It was called detention. Smoking room at Bishop Tyman. Do they have that now? They do. Not in all the schools. They have a designated area where you can smoke, right? What, Grand Island? That's where... No, it's just around the school. Some schools want it, some don't. They say that it's been effective. I have to get more facts on this before I report it to you. I'm going to talk to Dan Everett Jr. in just a minute, so I want you to stick by. We're going to talk about sports. I know this is a male audience that is dedicated to the sport of sports. And so we are going to speak sports in just a couple of minutes right here, even though Rick Azar can't get up in the morning.
These two guys are the sales manager.
And savings on GMC trucks as well. All right, we're going to talk to you in just a minute. Dan, what? Are you ready?
WKBW, Buffalo.
Let's talk economics. What good is it to save money on dog food from Dad Lang and the gang in Meadville, Pennsylvania?
That's Dad's all right, isn't it, Danny?
That's Dad. As usual, I'm riding in behind Dad.
Why is it he's on more than I am and he's on vacation? Is that all the commercials? You always hear. I heard him this morning with Rob.
That was just some of the precautions the station decided to take.
Ah, well, Dan, he was very nervous about my coming here last weekend.
He was.
Thought I was going to upset the apple cart. I wouldn't do a thing like that. Did I say anything wrong since I've been here?
Not that I know of.
Are you going to give him a good report card when he gets back?
Yes, I will.
What are you going to tell him? That I was nice to you? I stroked you? What?
No, I'll just tell him that you behaved yourself and that there was only a few people offended over the first couple of days.
Including my mother. She called. My mother calls, you know.
Does she really?
She said, why are you so sarcastic to everybody? Yeah. Have your mother ever correct you on the air?
No, she hasn't. She waits till I get home.
Well, you're lucky. I get it live. If I pick up the phone, she'd be on one of these lines here.
telling me what I do and what I shouldn't do. Your mother doesn't do
that's
that.
Awful.
Does
that's
your dad do it while you work with him?
Pressure. Yes, he does.
Yeah? What does he tell you? He doesn't like your reading? He thinks you're amateur?
Well, among other things, yes, he does. He points out things that should be strengthened, some things that I should go over maybe a little bit more. And he also points out the want ads and other radio stations around the country.
You're not like him when it comes to money, I hope.
Oh, no, of course not.
He's got his confirmation money, then he got bar mitzvah, so he'd get more. Is that true?
No, actually, he saved that money so that he could have four boys.
And are you guys getting the money?
No, we're not getting the money. Well, in a roundabout way we are, yes.
Well, you have to wait for him to die. He's been here 20 years. You got about 40 more to go. He'll still be the morning man. 2020, here's Danny Never doing the morning show. We're talking about L.A., you and I.
I was curious as to the way athletes cope with that city. Not that it's a terrible city.
They snort cope is what they do.
No, that's not true. Only about 90% of them
that's
do that.
All. Yeah.
That's unfair to the 10% that don't.
Only the basketball players.
Well, you were telling me about the basketball team out there, and that Los Angeles has basketball fever.
Yes, they do. They're nuts out there for basketball. That's all anybody wants to do. As a matter of fact, we're in Hawaii recently, and they play basketball at night under the lights. I'm talking about folks, us, street people.
That's it for headlines. John Zach will have more at 8:15. Now, back to Joey Reynolds.
I don't trust Danny Never, Jr. What does he know? He thinks Stevie's hair is punk. It's 10 minutes after 8 on KB. This is Joey Reynolds for Danny Never all week long, and it is long.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons, and guess what? Right now you can listen to Joey Reynolds. So stay tuned and put down that Twinkie.
Yeah.
How do Hills brands...
You've got to allow a little extra time if you're traveling the 33, as I did this morning. I was the first car in 33 because there was no blemishes. I was the first tracks in the snow. I'm proud of that. That's never happened to me in my life. But if you are traveling there, traffic is not as usual this morning. You're crawling along slowly from Harlem to Skajagwada. So if you're exiting on Skajagwada, expect a little delay at the Parkside intersection. That's the place where all the action is. What else do I got here? Youngman Highway looks good this morning. Unhampered traffic. Flow is even though there is a disabled vehicle westbound between Niagara Falls and Colvin. And let's see, traffic is slowing from Grider to Skajakwood. I did that already. Okay, you got that. What do we have as a temperature? That's what I forgot to do. We got the lottery numbers in. We didn't get the temperatures this morning. Well, this is a surprise. We didn't think it was going to snow today. Our forecast, if you were listening yesterday, was for some flurries. I'm always leery of that word anyway. That was yesterday. We're going to have flurries, and today it was going to be nice. And tomorrow it's supposed to be sunny, they said. 48 and sunny, clearing up. I think they're talking about Cleveland. Because I was listening to the Boston weather this morning, and they said in Boston and Cleveland, everything surrounding Buffalo seems to be okay, normalizing, as they say. All right, now this is the time of year that you would want to get away from all of this, isn't it? Well, it's a good time to do a travel commercial anyway. Taylor Travel is the agency that wants you to get away from the cold with them. What better way to escape than to pay a little bit of money, and especially when it's peak season for the sunspots, like Aruba or Jamaica, Nassau, San Juan. Now, Taylor Travel... You know they are the travel specialists. You've been hearing about them on the radio for years. They can even send you to destinations in Mexico, such as Acapulco or Cancun, Cozumel or Puerto Vallarta. They can send you to all of these places where they are exotic. The envelopes, please. They're all our Canadian departures, and that's the hook. The savings are phenomenal during this time of the year. Because of that, Taylor Travel has many different cost-saving packages, not only Canadian packages, but you can give them a call or visit any one of their three locations and let the pros explain in detail all the extras included. It's up to you. There are a lot of ways to go these days because airlines are competing. See the professionals at Taylor Travel on Main Street near Eggert Road in Williamsville, on Transit Road near Maple, and in the Sheridan Plaza in Kenmore.
I'm John Zach with KB Radio News and Sports at 8:17. It's 34 degrees in downtown Buffalo. AccuWeather says...
Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 24. Tomorrow partly sunny, high 38 at the lakeshore to 43 away from the lake. Thursday we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and it'll get windy and milder. A high 52, except in the 40s next to the cold lake. For AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Elliot Abram.
It's 34 degrees in downtown Buffalo. KB Radio News and Sports was brought to you by your neighborhood Federal Market, the meat specialist. I'm John Zach. And now, back to Joey.
All the rumors are true, John. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, and John Zach is standing here. He's the wonderful, wonderful newsman. He's been the one job for all these years. I can't believe anybody having one job. You know how many jobs I've had? You wonder what I'm doing in Hollywood, right? Well, do you know that I made it in films? That's the No, I did. I finally, at least I did something that most people don't do. I got out of radio and got into pictures. Most people don't make that crossover, do they?
No.
I was the meat in Rocky.
Well,
here's your exclusive WKBW AccuWeather forecast.
Get rid of that, will you? We're here until 10 o'clock this morning, disrupting Danny Neverett's life through his son. I'm working the kid over while his records are playing. I want to hear from you. 644-9850. Be the 80th person to call. Spandau Ballet. Eddie the Monkey still alive at the zoo? Is Eddie the Monkey... Is he still alive? Yeah? Still going at it, huh? That Eddie the Monkey used to be quite a terror. He used to throw things at people. I'm not going to tell you what. It's 8:27 after 8 o'clock, but we've been throwing it at you for years from this station. And it's WKBW you got on your thing at 1520 on the dial. It's an AM station in stereo. 15, exactly. 1520, if you're more exactly. Digitally speaking. All right. We want to tell you that the incident that I spoke of earlier, if you were up, has been cleared up. That there has been a mistake here. The accident on Sweet Home in Skinnersville, well, all accidents are mistakes. It's been cleaned up and should pose no problems for travelers in that area. The 400 is still a little slow where it joins the eastbound thruway. Kensington traffic is easing up, although still a little sluggish from Harlem up to the 198 exit. The Niagara section of the thruway is experiencing no problems, but keep an alert eye if traveling the northbound Skyway where a disabled car is still blocking traffic on the ramps downtown Buffalo and those who are trying to flee Lackawanna from the steel plants. Finally, we have a report of a traffic signal on the Blink. Ah, who was getting clever? Traffic signal on the Blink, eh? At Delavan and Suffolk. Okay, this morning we have some precious tapes, which I'm going to reveal to you, and I don't mean to come off like Larry Flint, but these are tapes that have never been played before on the air in this market because they have been forbidden by Sandy Beach on his radio station. Since he is an influence here, we're going to play this tape of him. It's going to be on in just a little while on WKBW Buffalo, unless he gets here that quickly.
Open Sundays, 12 to 4.
This is WKBW, commercial-free radio, Buffalo.
Good morning. It will take a week for the operation to be completed, but U.S. Marines are now moving from Beirut to ships offshore. I'm Rob Stoddard at 8:34. And now, back to Joey Reynolds.
A little song for Rob and the boys here this morning. Let's hear it for them. Rob and John and Karen.
I came home tired and hungry, and I didn't want to think. Switched on the television, and I fixed myself a drink. The news was on and Arabs were getting bombed by Jews. And I knew the only place for me was the eyewitness news. They're happy, the whole world is swell. The anchor men and women look like they're from Mattel. They'll laugh and they'll joke and they'll tell you all is well. Or take you to fine restaurants as the real world goes to hell.
Good morning. WKBW, 25 till 9.
Everybody's talking.
That's the latest record by Sir John Lennon. Give him his proper title. You know, it's always nice when you get titles like that over in Europe. They do that in England especially, where they still live with the monarchy, with the throne. The British are inconsistent, though. You know, they gave away Canada. This week, or I mean, the things they do are just unbelievable. The guy in charge is Sir Francis Pym. I mean, can you get into that? Being afraid of him? It's hard to put fear into the enemy with that kind of a name. Like, at least a name like the Duke of Hazzard. You know, you might get a little upset, but Pym. It's 21 till 9 on WKBW. Good morning. What made me say all that? This is our show for Danny Neverett, and I'm Joey Reynolds sitting in for him this week, and we're going to take some calls. I want to take a phone call right now, but let me give you the number if you haven't dialed and you don't know what to dial because we've changed the phone systems around here. 644-9850. Is that a new number? Since John Otto's been doing the talk show, they gave us this number. Is that right? Okay, 644-9850. This is not a request line. This is a demand line. You demand something when you get on this line. Good morning. You're on KB. Hi there. Why do we never get the phones to work? Hello there.
Yeah, Joey Reynolds.
You're on the air. Who's this?
My name's George Smith. I'm from Derby, New York.
Hi, George. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad you're back with us.
Good. Thank you.
Is there any possibility, my question, that you might come back full time?
No.
No, not at all.
Not that I'm a movie star. I wouldn't even think of that.
Well, I'll tell you, we'd love to have you back in Buffalo. We need two big hitters on KB, you and Danny.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I fail in Hollywood, I'll come back.
Well, okay.
Give me a week.
The offer is still open to you, sir.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an automobile car salesman, sir.
Oh, you are? Well, you're trying to sell me on coming back here, huh? Well, let's see how good you are at it.
Well, I'll tell you, we'd love to have you. I think KB needs you.
They need a new model.
Well, I'll tell you what we need. We need two heavy hitters, and you and Danny'd be it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because we do have a great, great chemistry together, Danny and I.
I agree with that, sir.
We have to wear layers of clothing to separate us. I mean, we really need padding. I'm very happy to be here, though. This is my hometown, and it's very difficult to make it in your own hometown. You know, they always say two things. They say you cannot go back, which is not true. I'm back. And they also say you cannot make it in your own hometown. And I did make it in my own hometown. I'm proud of those two things. And I tell everybody in Hollywood this, and they give me the shuffle.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
Tell them in Hollywood that we'd love to have you back here.
No, I you know, we have a very nice life back there. And I don't want to give up. A
little expensive out there, though, isn't it?
Very expensive, yes.
Well, come on back here.
We have a hot tub filled with Perrier. No, I mean, it really gets to be stupid after a while.
Well, I'll tell you. If you want to, you can invite me out there.
All right. Well, I'd like you to watch me on television this morning. I'm going to be on that AM show.
Oh, right. AM Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're going to be a hardcore fan, you may as well jump into everything.
Well, there you go. What time are you going to be on?
Between 10:30 and 11. As soon as I leave this gig, I've got that gig, and I'm going to be wearing Michael Jackson's glove. You'll recognize me. I'm the one without the mustache and the glove.
I got you.
All right. The other one with the mustache is the girl who hosts the show. I'm going to be also on the telethon, on the radiothon on Sunday, I guess, between 2 and 6, we're going to be raising money. Is this also for the Variety Club and Children's Hospital? That's the same reason why I got fired here 20 years ago. So this will be poetic. I'll be there on Sunday trying to behave myself. I'm into sugar shock, folks. I watched my Debbie Boone tape last night, and I haven't gotten over it. But I thank you for calling, all right?
Well, no problem, and we're glad you're back, Joey.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll try not to start any fires. Oh, that's a dull song about the news. I don't want to hear that anymore, you guys. Come on now.
For protection, my father bought me a dog.
That's more like it.
He was a wonderful dog. One night while I was being held up, he watched. He was a watchdog. Everybody who has a dog calls him either Rover or Boy. I call mine Sex. Now, Sex is a very embarrassing name. One day I took Sex for a walk, and he ran away from me. I spent hours looking for the dog.
Oh, so you were
a cop here. Came over to me and said, "What are you doing in this alley at 4 o'clock in the morning?" I said, "I'm looking for Sex." My case goes up Friday. One day I went to City Hall to get a dog license and told the clerk I'd like to have a license for Sex. He said I'd like to have one too. Then I said, "But this is the dog." And he said he didn't care how she looked. Then I said, you don't understand. I had Sex since I was 2 years old. I told him that when my wife and I separated, we went to court to fight for custody of the dog. I said, "Your Honor, I had Sex before I was married." And the judge said, "Me too." Then I told him that after I was married, Sex left me. And he said, "Me too." When I told him I had Sex on TV, he said, "Show off." I told him that it was a contest, and he told me I should have sold tickets. I also told the judge about the time when my wife and I were on our honeymoon. When I checked into the motel, I told the clerk that I wanted a room for my wife and a special room for Sex. The clerk said that every room in the motel was for Sex. And I said, "You don't understand. Sex keeps me awake at night." And the clerk said, "Me too." I give up.
My dog, Sex. Playing that for John Zach this morning. Says his mother listens to the show to keep it clean. It's clean, John. I waited until the kids went to school. You ever think we'd be battling with Bobby Christian? I mean, can you believe this? What's happened here? What'd you guys do since I left town? Not much. Apparently not. All right, it's about 9:15. Well, it's 14 before 9, so John is sitting there pointing to his watch. He's ready to do his news. The disabled vehicle that's obstructing the ramp traffic on the northbound skyway to the northbound thruway is not there anymore. So it's not obstructing it. It's been removed. Kensington traffic easing up considerably as people make their way to work, and the same holds true for the 400 near the mainline thruway and the intersection of Parkside and the 198. John's going to do the news, and then I'm going to be back with a Sandy Beach tape, which is an exclusive. We may even put this in the news. So you got to pay attention. Strange things are happening around here this morning.
Today on Tommy Shannon's Pure Gold, WKBW Stereo 15.
I know we're running late here.
Good morning, I'm John Zach with KB Radio News at 8:45. It's 34 degrees in downtown Buffalo. AccuWeather says,
watch for slippery spots this morning. Flurries the rest of the day with temperatures in the 30s. The full AccuWeather forecast follows the news.
34 degrees in downtown Buffalo. KB Radio News was brought to you by the AAA, the Automobile Club of Western New York. I'm John Zach, and now back to Joey Reynolds.
Here before I was how high? We all knew to jump. I mean, that was no problem. Van Halen, number one group in the world. Hey, ho! Rock and roll, Eddie.
Might as well jump!
That's where Mick Jagger left off. Mick Jagger, 40-year-old man jumping around stage in his pajamas.
Jump!
Jump! My friend Eddie Van Halen. 3 minutes till 9 o'clock on WKBW. Joey Reynolds is on the radio this morning. You're never too old to hear this kind of music, so if you're a little bit on the retired side, you can't be too old for this kind of stuff because it's got melody and it has presence and it has rhythm and it has money. So we would like to hear from you at 644-9850. I want to play a couple commercials, get them out of the way, and then we'll get on the phones again here on KB.
I'm Jim Pancioli.
We have a very innocent girl here. Her name is Karen. She's in our traffic control, and I will try to control myself. Karen? Now, I want to ask you this because I want you to... I know that you're sincere, and the audience should by now if they've been listening this morning. Although, morning audiences are... There's a high turnover. People drive to work and to school. Now, what do you see on my hand here? Just tell everybody. So just so that I want proof here.
A silver lamé glove.
Now, whose glove is this?
Whose glove is that?
Yeah.
You've got me.
All right, let's have Dan Neverett Jr. Can you come near the mic, please? I've just got to have a little bit of cooperation here for a minute. Now, what am I wearing here? Just so the radio, you can fool people, see? And I don't want them to be fooled. What am I wearing here?
Well, anybody would know that that's Michael Jackson's glove.
Okay. All right, just so... Well, it is. Now, I'm going to be wearing this on the AM show this morning. And between 10:30 and 11, I'll be there. And I'll wear the glove, and tomorrow morning, we'll give it away. So those of you who are really into Michael Jackson, you can really get into him. Tomorrow, you can get into his glove. Now, the rest of them, we'll talk. This is WKBW in Buffalo, and it's time to go to the phones, as I promised you. And then do we have news again at 9 o'clock? I mean, aren't we newsed out this morning? Thank God. All right, on the phone, who are we? Who are you, rather? Good morning.
Barb.
Hi, Barb. How old are you?
11. I'll be 12 days
old. Good. I get a lot of 9, 10, and 11-year-olds. 19, 10, 10, 11, teen. You're a teenager, you know.
Yeah.
And these days, you are a teenager.
Okay.
Who's your favorite recording artist?
Van Halen and Stray Cats.
Oh, Van Halen. He's great. I think he's the best. Okay, is there anything I can do for you this morning?
It's my mother's birthday yesterday, and I want you to play a song by Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender, for
us. Okay, I don't take requests, but I'd be more than glad to say it for you. Love Me Tender. What's your mother's name?
Marilyn?
Okay, Marilyn, happy birthday to... Happy birth. Let's do it right, like they do when you go to a restaurant and they want to impress you. Bring all the waiters in. Come on, everybody. Can you come in and sing happy birthday? They said they're union. They wouldn't be able to do it, but thanks for calling. We'll get another call here this morning. Happy birthday, dear Marilyn. Good morning. You're on KB. Who's this? All right, once again here. KB, good morning.
Hi, Joey. How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. You sound great.
Well, thank you. We have a delay on the phone here.
Yeah.
We went Sprint. You know, we got rid of the AT&T phone system here, so there's a little delay. There's always a delay when you don't pay the bill on time. They give you 3 seconds. So how are you doing, Chris?
Good. Listen, I want to ask you, you're out in L.A., what do you do out there that you can tell on the radio?
Well, I can tell everything on the radio. I have an open life. There's a delay here, Chris. I really can't... I'm working for Billboard Magazine, for one thing. I write feature articles for them. So I keep my finger in the rock pile. And also I'm involved with a tip sheet called Hitmakers, which is for radio station program directors. And I just finished a syndicated television show, pilot for it. It's a cooking show with the stars. And I think we're going to show a little of that on television this morning. So I keep in the action. I'm not really on the radio regularly, as you can probably tell by listening.
Who is Sandy Beachbone?
Yeah, so Sandy, at least he confessed his crime. He hasn't been on for 10 years, but I have a tape. Oh, do I have a tape? Are you interested in Sandy Beach?
Yeah, all you guys from the old times.
Well, don't say old times, because you know we were kids when we started here, like you were.
I was a kid when you started there.
That's what I said. Well, what do you think I was? Hello, Chris. I'm losing you again. All right, let me play the Sandy Beach tape for you.
All right.
This is something that he doesn't even know that I have, and I've
Thanks,
been
sir.
Dying to get this on the air. All right?
All right, bye.
All right, let's play this thing.
Hello.
We're talking to the guy who has an infectious laugh. Ed McMahon, of course, has probably the most nationally famous laugh, and my favorite is comedian Sandy Beach.
I do have an infectious laugh.
Do I have to tell you a joke to get you to laugh?
He took some penicillin and it went away. Now it's no longer infectious.
I see. You're telling bad jokes now.
I know. Hey, look, bad jokes are better than no jokes at all, Joey.
Well, what are you doing these days? I understand you work for NBC in San Francisco.
Yes.
You must be proud as a peacock.
I am. I really am, Joey.
Yeah, do you like working for the network?
Yes, I do. I really enjoy it, except that they make me take care of Boomer. Outside of that,
just you, the dog, and a scooper.
You got it.
Well, speaking of scooper jobs, do you like working for Fred Silverman?
Well, I don't work directly for Fred, but seriously, working for the network, working for NBC is fine. I've had no problems so far. They seem to be nice people, and everything's okay.
How about David Letterman?
I think he ought to have his teeth fixed, for one thing.
Do you like him?
Why are you asking me these controversial questions?
That's all right. Strike the set. Did I tell you my wife had plastic surgery?
No.
Yeah, the bank removed her credit card.
I heard your wife also went to a doctor for a silicone operation. He kind of botched it, and she went from a 32D to a 42 long. What kind of a show is
this? Tell us something funny that's happened to you.
Well, I was in San Francisco for an hour, and someone stole all my clothes.
While they were on you?
Yeah, while I was wearing them. The most bizarre part of that is this. These clothes are virtually useless to anyone else. I mean, I wear a size 56 extra long. Now, there aren't many people that size in San Francisco. All I can think of is that they use the cloth and that they're clothing an entire village in India.
So Mother Teresa's in trouble. Who's your favorite comic?
Robert Klein. I think he's sensational.
Do you like Steve Martin?
Steve Martin is good. The only problem I have with Steve Martin is the fact that he doesn't change his material enough. But you see, the shtick he does and what he is funny. So he can get away with less than the best material. Steve Martin has virtually built a career on about 90 minutes worth of material, if you really stop and think about it.
I never looked at it that way, but you're right.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Johnny Carson in person?
No, I think he'd be sensational to see him in person.
He's very funny in person, and his monologues on television are nothing compared to his in-person
show. That's what I understand. I would love to see Carson in Vegas. I think that would be sensational.
Yeah, that's what I did last year. I made Wayne Newton mad. He paid for it. He said, is there anybody you want to see here in town? He says, take your wife, be my guest, please. So I said, yeah, sure. And he said, well, my aide here will take care of you. So I went and saw Johnny Carson. I came back and said, Carson's just the greatest. Wayne had this pallor over him, pulled out his tomahawk. Well, you don't have any more jokes?
Well, I don't do jokes.
Hey, I don't do jokes, man. I do stream of consciousness. Ugh.
All right.
Do you ever have an interest to be in films?
No, I'll tell you why. Because it's really hard to find the false nose glasses and the black stockings.
Did you see any good movies lately?
I haven't been to a movie in 6 weeks.
You probably don't have a trench coat.
He didn't know I was ever going to play that this spring. Sandy Beach, how are things in San Francisco? Oh, great. Oh, I just love my job. And then why aren't you still there? Back in Buffalo. 906 on KB Radio. Good morning.